All right, joined by J.R. Todd, driver of the DHL Nitro Funny Car and the winner of the inaugural four-wide version of the Denso NHRA Nationals here in Las Vegas. Man, this is a big deal for Coletta Motorsports, getting the first inaugural one. And let's talk about the beginning of the season, not only just for you, but for your entire team. It's been a big difference from last year.
For sure. All of our teams across the board have come out swinging, I'd say. I mean, Dougie and Richie, they've got wins under their belt. Sean's been to two semifinals, and we've kind of struggled up until this point of the year. We brought out a new car in Gainesville and had that issue first round with the chutes coming out during the burnout. And didn't really run all that well here Friday in qualifying. Then Saturday, made some changes. The conditions got a little better. The track got more cars on it, which I think helped as well. And we kind of threw down there in Q4, and that definitely got my confidence up as a driver.
Speaking of your driving, let's talk about hole shots. You have a unique kind of thing here where you actually won on a double hole shot, being able to hole shot two other guys in the same quad. So talk a little bit about the format and your drive today.
The format, I've been saying all along that I'm not a fan of, but it's definitely cool to be the inaugural winner of the first four wide here in Vegas, so that they can't take that away from me. So I guess I got to somewhat like it now. But the double hole shot deal, the thing with funny cars is you can kind of cheat on the starting line. We're dragster race, and I feel like everybody's in an agreement that they're not going to roll it in on each other, to where you might steal a few thou here and there on race day in a funny car. So yeah, I probably robbed us maybe, you know, 5,000 there second round, but it was still good enough to turn on the wind light. And it's tough. Funny car, I mean, you have to be on your A game every time you roll up there to the Christmas tree, because it's a matter of usually who gets off the line first is going to turn on the wind light.
It's early to talk about it now, but, you know, when we get down to brass tacks at the end of the year, this top 10 thing is going to be important, and we have 18 to 20 cars showing up at every race. So, you know, there are some guys that discount these early races, but what's your feeling there?
Yeah, Sean and I have been talking about it all season. I mean, it's going to be certain races during the year, it's going to be tough just to even qualify for these events. And to make the top 10, I mean, it was tough last year, but it's going to be, I feel like it's going to be brutal come Indy this year.
Yeah. What were you talking about down at the top end when you said you didn't know who won?
I didn't know who won. I mean, I'm going down through there, and I see TJ driving away from me in the lane next to me, then across the finish line, the wind light's on over in Beckman's lane, and all I heard, somebody got on the radio and said hole shot, so I just assumed that we lost on a hole shot. And I didn't know until we turned the corner and they're waving me over to the TV guys. I'm like, holy crap, we actually won.
What was your range of emotions going from, crap, I just got beat on a hole shot, to, hey, I won?
Well, that's the thing. I wasn't exactly sure. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait until I get around the corner to find out what actually happened. When they're waving me over, I'm like, there's no way this actually happened. Like, I still had no idea until I got out of the car, get my helmet and everything off. They're like, yeah, he red-lit. Oh, well, that explains why he was driving away from me over there then. But it's just that's the confusing part as a driver during four wide. You don't know. At least two wide, I would know if my wind light came on that I won.
So why is it that you said that now you have to like it, but you didn't like it? Is it because,
well,
it's tougher to win, or because?
I kind of lied there. I don't have to like it.
Because there's too much going on, or it's just the traditionalist thing?
I'd say it's just the traditionalist in me. It's something I've been doing since I was 10 years old. But it's new and it's exciting. It draws a huge crowd here, obviously, and that's what our sport needs if we're going to keep it going. So if this is what we got to do to, you know, take the next step in drag racing, to bring in the younger crowd and what have you, then I'm all for it.
Does that tell you that because most traditionalists do not like this style of racing, yet we see full grandstands for 3 days, that maybe there's a change in drag racing?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. I just hope we don't do this 24 times a year, but it's like, change can be good. I mean, older guys, they don't like to see change, but like I said, if it's going to help the sport grow, then I'm all for it. But as a driver, it's just, you got to focus so much more on the starting line than you do at two wide. I mean, two wide, you're definitely locked in on the tree, and you know everybody's routine that you're racing against, so you know if this guy's going to take a little while or this guy's quick and what have you. Well, me today, like, all I kept telling myself, I want to know what lane John Force was in every time, because I know, like, once I see he's staged up ready to go, all right, well, let's go, because usually he takes the longest out of everybody out here. So I just, you got to make yourself aware of what people and what lanes. And first round, Shot and I had a game plan of what we were going to do, and we executed it. And I think the reaction times told the story.
JR, three wins in the last 14 races and three of the biggest races in the sport.
I don't know. I'm just happy to win any race. I don't care which event it is. We don't show up to any race and say, oh, this one doesn't mean that much. We don't care if we win or not. I mean, I want to win every time we show up to the track. And, you know, I get really frustrated when we don't run well and we don't win. So, yeah, it's cool to win here in Vegas. I've had a success here as a driver with Coletta's. Just haven't gotten that final step in coming out here with the trophy, and we finally did today. It's nice to check that off the list.
4 years ago, this is the place you got the call, obviously, to join Connie. So, obviously, a special place already. Just talk about what that means.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I mean, doesn't seem that long ago. I was racing part-time and wasn't even at this event come Friday, and got the call from the Rad Man asking if I would fly out here and take over driving his car, and got my butt kicked on a hole shot second round by Torrance back here, who won the day. I remember it like it was yesterday. A lot's happened since then, and driving a funny car now, which back then I never thought I would be in this position.
Would you rather participate in the mosh pits?
No. Yeah, if I had all my driving gear on, I guess it'd be somewhat fun. But no, those are some big dudes, especially on my team. I wouldn't want to be on the bottom of that pile.
Congratulations. Thanks, Jared.
Thanks, Brian.